Have you ever had a fantasy come true, but you didn't know it was your fantasy until sometime after you got it? Because this fantasy was so far from what you ever imagined wanting for yourself that your conscious mind wouldn't dream of it. So it simmered for years or decades in your subconscious, every so often surfacing as the inexplicable attraction to someone wholly inappropriate, in which case you hurried to cram it into your mental basement, slamming the door as you ran to safety. After that, it only came out in dreams, where you could tell yourself, with all Jungian detachment, that man with the gun and the black hat actually represents my childhood rage, certainly not a literal attraction. Like this, you go on, fantasy submerged by political correctitude, since PC begins at home, the way you censor your dreams and fantasies because they don't fit the logic pictures you've painted yourself into. Then, one day, you wake up to discover you're madly in love with a chain-smoking, meat-eating, redneck, Republican macho man who calls women girls and sleeps with a rifle and a crossbow under his bed. And you say, wait a minute, I am a highly educated, evolved, sophisticated, independent, left-wing, vegetarian feminist. This can't be my fantasy. But you notice how you can't stop stroking and adoring him, taking pictures, posing him all hairy and shirtless with cowboy hat, rifle slung over shoulder, cigarette dangling from lip. You're making him the goddamn Marlboro Man and sending pictures to straight male starved girlfriends in San Francisco, gloating and intoxicated with inappropriateness. And your friends and family write letters concerned about your diet, safety, and sanity, and you're wondering too, because this fantasy has galloped far beyond your ability to control it. So you try breaking up with him, and you try not seeing him, but all you can do is think about him and how this fantasy has subsumed all your rational fantasies of appropriate men because you thought Mr. Right had to be a brilliant, sensitive, tofu-eating soul who's on good terms with his inner child, and suddenly that fantasy has all the appeal of a stale rice cake. Instead, you're making love with Mr. Redneck, Red Meat, who isn't sure if that thing is a labia or an ovary. And it don't matter because he sure knows how to make it sing. And the way he says, boy howdy, after you come, makes you melt like cheese on a Mr. Burger where he took you for Valentine's Day and you were so touched, no red rose five-star Mr. Tofu serenade could have turned your crank no better. Now you're starting to talk like him and you don't even want to fight it no more. So you go ahead and do the only logical thing. You saddle up, strap on your six-shooter, and ride that pony till you find out just what else your subconscious has been hiding from you.